On Wednesday, New York's Jazz at Lincoln Center will announce the finalists for its annual Essentially Ellington High School competition. Seattle area jazz bands have excelled in the national showdown. This year, another local group hopes to join their ranks, an all-girl band that swings with the best of the area musicians. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silliman introduces us to the Girls Ellington Project.
The band room at Seattle's Washington Middle School is bare bones. Scuffed gray concrete floors, yellowing acoustic tile on the ceiling, no windows. It's kind of amazing this homely place can incubate such beautiful music.
My heart is living in the blue because the blue sunspray rocks in my bed.
Every day, 350 middle school students parade through band director Kelly Barr Klingon's domain. But tonight, 20 older girls fill this room. This is the Girls Ellington Project, a band Barr Klingon organized 3 years ago through a private nonprofit called Seattle Jazz Ed. The project draws kids from high schools around the area. Like most of these girls, saxophonist Mariana Aptasi plays in her co-ed high school band, but she jumped at the chance to join this group.
A lot of things with jazz, and especially with girls, is they get like so self-conscious about themselves, and girls actually drop out of jazz more often than guys do. And a lot of times it's because there's like less friends for them to make. So here, there's so many friends to do. So even if you drop out of your school band, you can still come back to this band and have like so much fun.
The girls around her nod their heads in agreement, and so does band leader Kelly Barr Klingon. She played trombone 20 years ago at Seattle's Roosevelt High School.
My freshman year in the jazz band, there were 5 girls. And then for my last 3 years of high school, there were only 2 girls in the band, myself and the pianist, which always felt very normal to me. It never crossed my mind that there was anything unusual about that. And I really liked my time with the dudes.
But when she got to college, Barr Klingon wondered why so few girls had joined that band. As a thesis project, Barr Klingon decided to put together an all-female high school ensemble.
They called themselves New Girls on the Block, which I loved because my era is totally New Kids on the Block. And the added twist to that was we played music that was all composed by women.
More than a decade later, Barr Klingon is still a fierce promoter of women in jazz. With her black and white polka dot high tops, tattoos, and short bleached hair, she doesn't look much older than the teenagers she leads. But when Barr Klingon stands up, these girls snap to attention.
I believe everyone has music for the song we're adding for Triple Door, right? Okay, so I got that to you. And
the band has several Seattle gigs on tap this spring. But Barr Klingon and her girls have their eyes on the big prize, a spot at the Essentially Ellington High School competition finals later this spring at New York's Lincoln Center. They would be the first all-female ensemble in the contest's 20-year history.
If we could have a band of girls walk across that stage at Lincoln Center, man, would that be a statement.
It's also a long shot. Every year, more than 100 high school bands enter the contest. Only 15 are chosen for the final performances in May. The bands have to record and submit pre-selected compositions. They're judged blind. The panelists don't know who submitted what. Barr Klingon's band chose 3 tunes, including this one, Magnolias Dripping with Molasses. Kelly Barr Klingon is well aware that her girls are up against some of the country's top ensembles, and a lot of that competition is homegrown. Seattle's Roosevelt and Garfield High School jazz bands have each won this contest several times. Edmonds Woodway, Mount Lake Terrace, Mount Si, and Bellevue High Schools also have made it to the finals. They all have a chance for a repeat trip to New York. Unfortunately, Barr Klingon says Essentially Ellington only picks 3 schools from any given region.
Just to be at that level where we feel like we have a chance is totally awesome. But the thought to me of just absolutely busting down in one swoop this stereotype would be unbelievable.
There's more at stake here than the contest itself. Wynton Marsalis, director of Essentially Ellington, has been the target of ongoing protests. The house jazz band he leads at Lincoln Center has no permanent female members. In a way, it's a throwback to the mid-20th century, when women instrumentalists often had to form their own jazz bands. Men didn't want to play with them. The International Sweethearts of Rhythm is one of the best-known bands of that era. They toured nationally in the 1940s. Things have improved a bit since that time, according to John Gilbreth, director of Seattle's Earshot Jazz.
Without question, there are more and more and more young women entering jazz and excelling at jazz. And I'm not going to say equalizing the bandstand, because there's a long ways to go before that happens, but it's no longer an anomaly.
Gilbreth says hard work is only one factor when it comes to success in the jazz world.
Yes, you have to be disciplined. Yes, you have to practice. But no, it doesn't all go in the head. It has to go in the heart. It has to go in the soul. And you have to have some fun with it.
The Girls Ellington Project has submitted entries to Essentially Ellington for the past 2 years. The third time may be the charm. Either way, this band plays on. Trumpeter Kayla Jackson is a senior at Garfield High School. She's played with other jazz groups, but Jackson says the Girls Ellington Project is something special.
You know, being here with everyone, we're all here for the same reason, and we have a common goal and a common purpose, and that's really helped solidify taking it to that next level beyond just random sounds.
The Girls Ellington Project finds out on Wednesday if it will travel to the Essentially Ellington Finals in New York in May. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.